Good morning and welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Chof Beis, the 122nd Psalm in the Book of Tehillim, and this is a Mizmor all about Yerushalayim, about Jerusalem. This is the third of the Shir HaMalos, the third of the 15 of the Shir HaMalos, and it is the first one which is actually completely and wholly upbeat. It is all very positive. The previous two ones have added a negative side to them or a desperate side to them. This is all replete with goodness. It is 9 psukim long and divided into 3 basic sections. The first 3 psukim, Aleph to Gimel, are about the happiness of a person going up to Yerushalayim. So, Machti ba'omri li, Beis Hashem ne'lech. I'm so happy when I go up to the house of Hashem in Yerushalayim. Psukim Dalet to Hay, 4 to 5, are a description of the Mishpat in Yerushalayim. It is the place of cohesion. And finally, the last 4 psukim, which is Vav to Tes, are a prayer for peace in Yerushalayim. Very beautiful Mizmor. In terms of the themes, this the first and obviously most prominent theme is the theme of Yerushalayim itself. This is a Mizmor sung by the Olei Regel, potentially, who are going up and ascending to Yerushalayim. It talks about Yerushalayim as a place of the seat of Mishpat, it's a place of Bracha, and it concludes the blessing of Yerushalayim with togetherness and Shalom. It could be that, in fact, this is sequential in the sense that the person is on the way up at the beginning of the Mizmor into Yerushalayim, then they're describing what they see in Yerushalayim. At the end of the Mizmor is their parting bracha as they are leaving Yerushalayim. So it could be a sequence of events of the person's experience of Yerushalayim through time. It is also worthwhile paying attention that there are other Mizmorim in Tehillim, which relate to Yerushalayim. We've looked at already Mizmor Memches and Pei Zion, that is 48 and 87, which also relates to Yerushalayim, although somewhat differently. It could also follow on from Mizmor Kuf Chof Aleph, in which a person is described, he is about to go out on a terrifying journey, and he knows that Hashem is going to protect him. Perhaps this is the end of the journey, whether it be through difficult lands, or whether it be through difficult parts of history that a person needs to travel, or nations, the nation of Israel needs to travel to get to Yerushalayim. This is the destination of that journey described in Kuf Chof Aleph. The other most prominent theme in this Mizmor is togetherness, peace and togetherness. In fact, it just appears all over. So for instance, Yerushalayim is described as a ir shechubra lo yachdav, a city which is to joins everyone together, that everybody, which halachically is expressed by the fact that Yerushalayim lo nischal kol shvatim, it was not divided among the tribes. Yerushalayim in a certain sense was an international city for all the different shvatim. It is also, as we go on, Pasuk Dalet, Shisholom Oshom Olu Shvatim Shiftei Ka. It's the place where all the Shvatim could come together. And that's why the last four psukim are all about Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, seek out the peace of Yerushalayim, Yishloyu Oevayich, Yishalom Bechelech, let there be Shalom within your walls, Shalva Barmanosayach, within your citadels, Lemana Chai Vere'ah Dabranos Shalom Bach. I'm talking about the peace within you. It seems to be, in fact, the She'eris Israel says a very pristine comment, is that when it says Ir Shechubra Lo Yachdav, he points out that to the degree it is Chubra Lo, to the degree it is cohesive, and that it can work together, is the degree it's Benuya, which is the beginning of Pasuk Gimel. It is in fact a dependent statement. If we're willing to make it Chubra, it is going to be Benuya. And those are the two descriptions which are interdependent. Let's go a little further. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, it is interesting. This Mizmor does describe it as being Shir HaMalos LeDavid. It's to David. What's difficult about that is that David HaMelech was not around at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash. And it sounds like it's saying, Beis Hashem Nelech. Let's go to the house of God. So how is this attributed to David HaMelech? The Ibn Ezra takes a stab at this and explains three perspectives. He says it's possible that it was composed of David as a hope towards the time the Beis HaMikdash would be built. So David HaMelech is composing this saying, yes, I'm so excited to go to the Beis HaMikdash, even though I may myself not be able to see it. It could be also referring to the Kisa Ois, the Beis David, as we say later on in the Mizmor. It's the throne of David, which means to say it could be at a later stage in history where there's hope for the return of the house of David, the return of the legacy of David HaMelech to the throne of David. It could be during the second Beis HaMikdash, when Zerubbabel is placed on the throne, or it could be later on, even further than that, with the hope in Golos of the reestablishment of the lineage of Beis David. And a third possibility that Ibn Ezra suggests is it could be that this in fact, is the end of all Golos. This is the Bais Shlishi, which we are talking about. Rashi quotes a little bit of a disturbing comment, which is based on the Gemara Makos Staff Yud Amud Aleph, in which Rashi says that, why is it Shir HaMalos LeDavid, and it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, because he says, Shamati B'nei Adam Omrim. I hear that people are saying, Mosa Yamus Oisoy Hazakain, Vimloich Shlomo Benoi, Vivne Beis Hamikdash, Vinale Leregel. And they say, you know, when is David HaMelech going to die? He's so old. He's so part of yesterday's generation. When will he die? When will his son rule and the Beis HaMikdash be built? And you can imagine the pain a person must experience. This is obviously not a new comment. This is a comment which we unfortunately hear today so many times. The new generation comes in, thinks the old generation has no experience, has no perspective. Let's get rid of them. Let's move on. This is a very painful thing to hear. What does David HaMelech say? Ani Sameach. I'm happy. What does it mean? Samachti be'omri mili beis Hashem neilech. It means that David HaMelech says, I am happy when people aspire to go to the Beis HaMikdash, even if it means in the absence of myself. That's how powerful it is. It's such self-negation for the principle, for the mission. However, it is worthwhile noting that the end of the Gemara that Rashi quotes in Markos, which he does not bring on this first pasuk over here, quotes Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and says, what does it mean that when David HaMelech says, Omdu soyo raglan bishorach Yerushalayim, that my feet were standing in the gateways of Yerushalayim? It refers to the fact that David HaMelech said, you know what, they're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, and my son Shlomo is going to build it. And Hashem says, you know, I heard those people who are complaining about the fact that you're enduring and Shlomo's not building the Beis HaMikdash. You know what Hashem says? He says, a day in your courtyard is greater than 1,000. Tov li yom echad sha'ata oisek b'torah lifonai me'elef oles sha'asa shlomo b'onecha b'bincha la'akriv lifonai al gabem yizbeach. Hashem says, I prefer one day of your Torah, David HaMelech, than 1,000 of the sacrifices Shlomo will bring, because ultimately the sacrificial service will only be the external accompaniment to a real life of dedication, and you're living the life of dedication already. So that was the consolation he gave to the comment made by these people. In terms of the places in our davening, it appears the Sfaradim use this particular mizmor as the mizmor to say before the Kaddish Yatom at the end of Mincha and Arvit on Shavuos, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah. It is also interesting to note that the Talmud Yerushalmi in Bikurim Gimel Beis says that this is one of the mizmorim which would be said when people would be bringing Bikurim up to the city of Yerushalayim. In terms of words and Pesukim in the spotlight, just focusing on Pasuk, let there be peace in your walls, within your precinct, and let there be shalva, peace within your citadels. It is, what is the difference between shalva and shalom? What do these two ideas mean? The Malbim in Bir Hamilois, the Malbim has a pirush on Tanakh, but he also has a almost dictionary-like side pirush, which is called Bir Hamilois, where he explains the words, and he usually takes words which sound similar and explains why they're not exactly similar and they actually refer to different things. In this case, he explains that Shalom is external and Shalva is internal. Shalva is when you have internal peace, Shalom is when you have external peace. And the blessing over here is that we should be able to have peace from our enemies from without. But unfortunately, as Jews, we know that that's not enough. We need to have internal peace, that we're not fighting and killing each other within the precinct of Yerushalayim as well. They say about Rav Cook that in 1914, he was invited to the Agudas Yisrael Convention in Germany to be one of the speakers. When he got there, the war broke out and he was unable to return to the land of Israel at that point in time. And he had to spend a number of years in exile. He spent a few years in Switzerland and then moved over to England, where he was actually very instrumental in the Balfour Declaration at that point in time. When he was in Switzerland, he was terribly depressed for not being in Eretz Israel, not being able to help, not being able to lead his people. And so Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap took him for a drive, and he was driving him. He wanted to distract him, so he took him to the Swiss Alps. And as he was driving up, he got to a particular vista, and he said, Rebbe, look at this, look at the magnificent mountains. And Rav Kook nodded and almost mumbled subconsciously, Yerushalayim Harim Sovivla. Yes, that's right, Yerushalayim has the mountains around it. Which meant that in his whole perspective was always seeking out the peace of Yerushalayim. Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, it was always in the focus of his mind, even when he was in the Swiss Alps. That's all he could see. That was the focus through which he looked at the rest of reality. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.